Today is Thursday, August 22nd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Tooth Fairy Day. It's also National Be an Angel Day. It's National Pecan or Pecan Tort Day. And last but not least, it's National Bow Day. Let's just see what it says about bow. At first, one might consider it to be just a simple steamed bun. Dumplings aside, this is the flavorful Chinese dough used to make baozi or bao. I don't know how to... I'm not sure that I pronounced that correctly. Baozi? It's also stuffed with savory meats or sweets. More than a side dish, bao is a type of sandwich. And this delicious meal grabs attention in the United States. That's why it's gaining popularity at every meal time of the day. So yeah, it's I'm okay with bao. As long as it doesn't have, and again, I'm getting better at eating seafood. But if I'm ordering food off of a menu, I'm still not going to select seafood as my first choice. So a bao with a pork or beef or chicken or anything like that is fine, but they do have a lot of bao with shrimp. And I will eat it if I must, but I wouldn't order it. At least not right now. I'm getting there. I'm eating more and more seafood. Every time we go on a trip and we do some kind of chef's table, I eat some sort of seafood, including caviar, which I liked, actually. So we have some text messages here. Gary in Portland text messaged a few times. I'll just read them collectively. He says, your birthday was that day. It was a birthday cake. So there you go. That's the answer to the question yesterday when I said, but was it... So when we did the Pride 48 New Orleans and a cake was purchased for my birthday, was it actually my birthday that day? And Gary is saying, yes, it was my birthday that day. So I guess I have podcasted on my birthday before. We also have a message from Blaze, who says, I love templating tools like Jinja for web dev. Keep the sanity of handwritten code without the repetitive work. Yeah, I get it. I don't know if you've heard of this, Blaze. I've used Jinja. I feel that I have used Jinja before, because I want to say we had... At my company, some of the sites that we were building, or documentation especially, you could use a Jinja template and then check it in to GitHub. And I feel like it was Jinja, but regardless, I have used it at some point for something I was doing. So I know. I'm not actually a web developer, a full stack web. I have played a web developer on TV. I have developed websites, but mostly now I use WordPress, you know, at home. Mostly I just use WordPress, and occasionally I'll do some customizations of the WordPress site or something like that. I don't like JavaScript, and most websites are built in JavaScript. I understand WordPress is not actually built in JavaScript, but anyway, so I believe it's PHP. Regardless, I am more of a back-end developer. If I was going to categorize myself in development, I would say my preference is back-end. So developing APIs, Java, C#. Now I'm doing Python, but really just for scripting purposes, not really for writing applications necessarily. I dabble I have been using Python to create some of the automation. For instance, the downloading of the text messages from our service that we use and populating them into the Google Sheet that I have is a Python script that I have running on one of our servers. So there you go. Anyway, the other thing I was going to say about that, Blaze, is first of all, I didn't know you were a developer. So there you go. Hey, look at that. But also, one thing that I was learning back in the day, the company that I started working for, the insurance company that I started working for when I first got out of college, and I was a claims adjuster and then an underwriter, so I wasn't even in IT, but I was trying to get into IT, and this is before I got into test automation, and I was applying for a web developer role. And they needed a Cold Fusion developer. I don't know if you have ever used Cold Fusion, but Cold Fusion is also kind of a templating framework. I believe it's owned by Adobe now. I'm not sure if it was owned by Adobe back then. That was quite a while ago. But I did spend some time learning Cold Fusion to try to get that job. And then it ended up I did not get the job. I can't remember whether they just didn't hire anyone for it, or if someone beat me to it. I can't remember. But then a few months later, I was able to get the test automation job, so it worked out okay. Regardless, thanks for the text messages. We also have a voicemail. You know, I say we have a voicemail. And then the problem is that issue that came up where now the voicemails are not downloading. So I have to log in to Twilio in order to play the voicemail. So now I'm having to tap dance while I log into Twilio because I have not had time to fix that script. I don't even know what's wrong with the script. I feel like they must have changed something in the API since I wrote the script. And there's either a timing issue or a contract change. Well, I don't want to get too in the weeds, but Blaze, you might understand what I'm saying. There may be a change in the contract of the API call or something. I don't know. I've got to investigate it. I have not had time to investigate it. I am very busy. So much so that I'm going to have to do some work tonight. I'm going to actually have to do work. And I'm not happy about it, but I just have so much to do at the moment. And I have a deadline to meet for this analytics dashboard that I'm trying to build. All right, well, let's go ahead and play. I did finally get that pulled up. Let's play this voicemail.
This is Dennis Hoff from Falls Church.
Hey, Dennis.
Hope you're well. Not sure if you want to play this on the air, but be my guest if you want to, but
I don't pre-listen.
I heard your tribute last night to Paul.
Yes.
Paul and I grew up together.
Oh, my gosh.
We lived a couple blocks from each other. We're friends through high school and after high school and lost contact sometime 10, 20 years ago. But it was shocking to hear from Warren this week that Paul had passed away suddenly. I believe it was Monday, but I was good friends with Paul and his twin brother George and his other family members, and it's just shocking and sad. But we both went to Marshall High School together in Falls Church, and yeah, just wanted to thank you for your tribute to him last night. It was wonderful to hear, and I did not know that you were friends with Paul. Anyways, again, this was Dennis Huff in Falls Church. I hope all is well with you and Mark. Take care.
Thank you for the call, Dennis. Yeah, we're doing fine. And yeah, I always feel awkward because I don't know what to say when people pass away, and it's horrible. I'm really sad about it. We weren't close necessarily, We didn't talk all the time or anything like that, but I've met him several times in person at the events. He was a very sweet man and always very helpful and fun to talk to and fun to be around. And his podcast was very, like Fatty was saying, upbeat and fun to listen to. And I've watched his Oreo videos. And he used to join the chat room for various live things, including the Gay Mix. And so, yeah, all of my interactions with him have been really good. I feel like Daniel, my co-host on the Gay Mix, may have been closer to Archer or Paul than I was. But, you know, so everyone is impacted. Everyone is impacted, obviously, his family and Warren the most, but it's always a shock when you lose someone that you're friends or even an acquaintance with. So he will be missed. He will be missed for sure. And Fatty was saying on his episode today, I believe, that there was some Archer thing that he plays every year that he will continue to play in honor of Paul Archer. So yeah. It just reminds you that we're all human and we all have expiration dates. And it sucks, but that's life, you know? All right, well, for what's going on, like I said, I'm working on an analytics dashboard at work, and oh my God, this team, I kind of went into a little bit of it. I've been waiting months, and there's this whole process. I don't even want to go into detail, but I'm getting just hounded by all of these people that are needing these metrics. And technically, it's not exactly my job, but I've kind of taken over doing it because I'm not having any luck getting it done. So I have taken initiative myself because I am intelligent and I know SQL, although Looker, the way we've got it set up, they don't even let you use SQL to build these things. But so I'm trying to do it myself, but it's too much to go into. So I'm doing that at work. It's very busy. We have a retreat coming up on Friday. Retreat, air quotes, orchestra and choir for church where we start rehearsing Christmas music. So that'll be Friday night. And just, I think I'm going to cook tonight, even though I don't normally cook on Wednesdays, because trying to save calories and also just, I don't know, not in the mood to go out. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.